producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up right now to get your take on General McGurney admitting that the West helped build Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Shotlaw video found by a group responsible for releasing fake Osama bin Laden video previously. James Foley worked under USAID, a known U.S. intelligence front, was more than just a journalist. Reporter groped by TSA on way to the border, while border is wide open. Coming up, top expert warns of inevitable Fukushima disaster in California with reactors on fault lines. 30 million Americans on antidepressants and 21 other facts about America's endless pharmacological nightmare. U.S. allies to stage exercise in West Ukraine as battles rage in the east. Russian strategic nuclear forces to hold major exercises. And judges are releasing the illegals, saying come back to court in 4 years. What do you think about praying to Hugo Chavez in Reuters? That's some of the news I've already hit. We've got Jennifer Lawrence calls for probe into leaked nude photos. Apple investigates app. It's on a cloud, Jennifer Lawrence. You put your naked photos up on a server that wasn't natively on your phone. It's bad enough to put it on your home computer or something where somebody can get in and get it. If you don't want naked photos out there, get a regular camera with the memory card and view it on a tablet or something, not hooked to the internet. I don't know how else to explain this to people. Let's probe it. Well, what are you going to think when they start taxing us by the mile in the next 2 years? That's now been announced and is official. This stuff's all real. Denying it doesn't make it go away. That's why I just want to get all the dirt out there, let people know what's going on. Not trying to be negative. It's very positive. It's like lancing a boil. Or if you've got an infected toothy or root canal, you know, getting the tooth fixed. We need to admit we've got a big pus-filled root. Get in there and clean it out. Or pull that tooth. And I just physically, socially, spiritually feel the big rotting tooth and the big abscess in our cultural jaw, and I want that sucker out of there. Doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean we won't get another political toothache down the road. But we need to get that big scrofulous-filled, pus-filled new older tooth out of there, or the disease will rot into the entire jaw, get into the sinus, and we will get some type of bacterial meningitis of the political brain, which we already have, and then we'll be in a coma, and then the kidneys will fail, and the whole society's going to go down. And the globalists have decided they're going to just perch on the dead body and somehow get sustenance out of that. I'm using this analogy because I think it makes sense. Toll-free number to join us on the waterfront. Wide open phones, first-time callers, long-time callers. Any subject you want to raise, just be ready. Focus. We don't screen your calls. Have your point ready. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Remember Jamie Foxx prayed to Obama? He said, thank God, thank Obama for everything, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, Barack Obama. Maybe I'm an extremist. Maybe it's racist that I don't pray to Hugo Chavez. I just can't get over the prayer. Hallowed be thy name. May your legacy come to us so we can spread it to the people here and elsewhere. Give us your light to guide us every day. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil of the oligarchy. Our Chavez, who art in heaven, the earth and sea, and we delegates. This is on TV in Venezuela. This is Twilight Zone. This is in Reuters. This is what you stupid socialists like.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And reportedly beheaded, the Sotloff video was found by a group responsible for releasing the fake Osama bin Laden video years ago, directly working for the Pentagon. Very interesting. And now a top U.S. general, we played this last hour, has come out, General McKerny, and said, quote, "We helped build ISIS. They have Stinger missiles." Now, again, we've literally told you that thousands of times since it happened. That's now been proven accurate and admitted. They're now bracing for what they call imminent terror attacks on the southern border, specifically Fort Bliss in El Paso. We have former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who flew in last night to El Paso. Special reports filed at InfoWars.com, video reports. He'll be joining us with inside intel on, is this a hyped-up threat or is it real, coming up at the bottom of the hour. But what are our borders doing? Wide open. They shot video weeks ago and again last night of the border fences open at night and people just walking back and forth. This is ridiculous because Joe Biggs got pulled out of line and groped and grabbed with the naked body scanners. He was talking about coming back from Afghanistan. through Germany one time into the United States, and he was in a wheelchair with shrapnel all over his body, and they had stuck him back in his uniform, and they literally had Homeland Security for an hour questioning him, saying, "Why is there explosive residue on your uniform?" And he said, "Are you kidding?" Because he had a cast on his leg and his arm and stuff. And he said, "You know, this was all sutured up and closed up in Afghanistan, buddy. Of course there's explosive residue." And they were so stupid that they called in the police and FBI and people until they said, "Yeah, let him go." That's how screwed up this country is. You got a veteran with no criminal record, but they could just search his name, and there was like Rolling Stone and Esquire articles about him already, in his uniform, and they're saying, "Why is there residue of gunpowder or explosives?" And he kept telling them, with a morphine drip being pushed through, "I'm flying in from Ramstein. I'm flying in from the hospital." Rick Perry has been indicted for threatening to veto state funds to a state agency administered by the county because the district attorney was running around flailing and basically resisting police, had to have a spit mask put on her, pointing her finger at him, going, "Boom, boom, I'll get you," and then rolling around on the ground, kicking her feet in a tantrum and biting on video. And he said, "You can't run this state agency," and so they've indicted him. Dinesh D'Souza is facing 10 years in prison for giving political contributions that I think were legal. Other governors have been indicted. I'm just pointing out that veterans can't fly in America without being groped, but the border is wide open. And here it is today from CNS News. Judge sets hearings for illegal alien minors 4 years from now. Yeah, that's what the order is from Obama. 3 to 5 years before there's a hearing. So the judge said 4 years. 17-year-old Kristen stepped through the swinging wooden door separating the crowded waiting area from the judge's bench, straightening his slightly too big dress shirt as he slid behind the defendant's desk, as his lawyer took the seat beside him, which is paid for by taxpayers. He sipped on the court-approved headphones so he could hear the Spanish-speaking translator, and his lawyer began to speak. And then they went on to basically say, "Okay, we'll talk to you again in 4 years." And the next person was brought forward. Immigration group. Surge will cost schools $761 million just in the first year alone. But Boehner says Obama could get immigration reform next year. They already did it by fiat. So they're going, "Yeah, people are disappointed. Latinos disappointed. We didn't get the amnesty. You already did." But again, as if people that are Hispanic should automatically want open borders. Just, "Oh, I want open borders to collapsing third world because I'm an American citizen," because that's what you're supposed to do. And if you're a woman, you're supposed to vote for Hillary. And if you're black, you're supposed to vote for Obama. And I guess if you're from Texas, you're supposed to buy a Ford or a Chevy. I mean, it's just mindless. "Oh, I like Obama. Yeah, he gave me free health care." "Really, did you get free health care?" "Well, actually, my payroll tax went up." "Oh, really?" And they admit the death panels are real last weekend in the New York Times. Meanwhile, there are multiple reactors built right on fault lines in California with the big earthquake they had a few weeks ago. They're saying an 8.0 or bigger. University experts, seismologists, you name it, and federal experts. We went and interviewed them. They say, no, it'll go Chernobyl or Fukushima if there is a 8.0 or bigger on those fault lines. And there is the only part of the Ring of Fire that's not triggered yet, Southern California right up into Oregon. Why did they build the Devil's Canyon reactors, two of them? Why not build them on top of Mount St. Helens? That's probably more stable than where they built them. You know, Mount St. Helens. I was at a restaurant this weekend, and the manager came by. He didn't know who I was. He was wearing a George Washington crossing the Delaware tie. And I said, man, I love your George Washington tie. And he said, you know, my grandson was over this weekend, and he didn't know what it was. He didn't know George Washington was. And what does that say about that guy? He probably sees his grandkids a couple times a year, and his children have not taught them who George Washington is. There's a reason there's no Hollywood movies about George Washington, because it was so epic, so over the top. It wouldn't be believed, because truth is stranger than fiction. But the military knows who George Washington is, because the Army at least taught that up until about 20 years ago. And so now they're like, George Washington, by the way, is bad. The military's, well, why is he on our Purple Heart? So now they're talking about taking George Washington off the Purple Heart. They told Navy SEALs don't wear the Gadsden flag, even though it's a flag used by the Navy and John Paul Jones, the founding of the Navy. Navy SEALs can't wear it because our loving government said so. And you can't say take back America because Obama said it's racist. But if Joe Biden wants to, you can see it's about them shedding reality and lecturing everyone. And telling everyone what they can do and what they can't do. I mean, it's tyranny. It's control freak. It's not liberal. Let's go to your phone calls. Mark in Illinois, thank you for calling in today. Welcome.
How you doing?
I'm all right, brother.
Good. I want to talk about those fake videos. And my friend showed me this picture the other day on the Internet, and it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if you've seen it or not. But it's this Alex Israel, her name is, I guess. And then she's a former classmate of Adam Lanza, and they had her on CNN as she was on there speaking about Adam Lanza being her former classmate. And then she's also in this video with James Foley, same girl. I swear to God, Alex, it's the same girl. If you see the picture, and she's saying that she's James Foley's sister. It's the same girl. If you see this, it's amazing. It is the same girl.
Well, you know, there's a lot to that with actors and things being used. Clearly they're doing some of that. Clearly some of this stuff is staged. Send me the info. I appreciate your call. You know, there's a story we're going to paste over at Infowars.com. Missing Libyan jetliners raise fears of suicide airliner attacks on 9/11. Islamists have taken over the Tripoli airport, the same people our government put in there, and now have nearly a dozen commercial jetliners that they could use as weapons. And again, our government 3 years ago put them in and took over the country. Simply incredible. And there's photos of it as well with the Libyan Airways and other aircraft that are there with the burning airport now that they've taken it over. Let's go ahead and go to another phone call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Washington, D.C.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say I'm a big fan and been listening to you for years. I'm a Prison Planet member, and I just wanted to bring up the idea of, compassion and how a lot of people around the country think that standing up for, people is important and listen to your show. But I think it goes to the point that all conscious creatures need to be protected, and it adds to the hypocrisy I see in America when you talk about fighting for people who can't fight for themselves, and then you talk about having a brisket for your lunch.
Break that down for me again.
Well, I just feel that we talk about compassion and we care about people who can't fight for themselves, like unborn children and, people who don't know what's really going on against them with the government. So I just wanted to, I would like to hear a comment about how you feel about the 2012 Declaration of Consciousness that Cambridge University came out with, saying that all creatures have consciousness and are aware of their surroundings. And I think it would help the movement if we could incorporate those two. Not necessarily, the PETA extremists who want to kill the animals who don't have good enough
lives. Well, look, that's a very, look, obviously I don't like to hurt. Here's the thing. Prey animals are meant to be eaten. like cows and deer and rabbits and things like that. Humans are somewhat predatory. In fact, Nico wanted me to cover it last week. It was a great idea. I never covered it. A study came out where they want to genetically engineer predators, lions and stuff, so they don't eat gazelles because that's, quote, mean. I mean, we are what we are. It's our nature, so it's a balance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality, storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A question that could be a whole 3-hour debate.
I know this, though. The main animal rights movement has a lot of well-meaning people in it, but its main goal at the top is to take control of private property and to let government, quote, represent other life forms, to then claim that it vetoes human votes. And with the rise of the robots and the rest of it, the globalists don't need people anymore. They don't need the large numbers of people. There's also a radical plan to phase out Earth's predatory species. And we'll cover that coming up in the next hour. I want to go to more of your calls, and we've also got Joe Biggs coming up. But it's about social engineers playing God. I do agree, though, that factory farm chicken and not treating the animals humanely and not thinking about where it came from hurts us as well, not just the animals, because we get all the toxins and all the stress that they've gone through, and they start irradiating the food. They start, you know, feeding in antibiotics because they don't care about the chickens. We don't care about the chickens or pigs. Well, the globalists don't care about us either. We all lower our values and really create a hellish world. And the more we lower our values, we don't get a better deal or higher quality. We get a very ugly, fly-by-night, one-night stand, dishonorable culture. Seth in Ohio on Ebola. Yeah, the head of the CDC says it's set to be 100,000 cases by December. This is definitely the biggest outbreak ever, and I think is a real threat. What's your take on Ebola, Seth?
Well, I just thought it was kind of weird that right before the information about it started coming out, I think it was on TNT or TBS, they aired a series called The Last Shift. Basically about a deadly virus that was loose in Egypt, I think it was, and then spread across the country or the world.
And then let me guess, I didn't see the show. Is there one ship left with people alive on it?
You got it right. Well, one ship of ours, and then they continually fought against a single Russian ship.
So there's two ships left in the world. They're not working together.
Nope.
Well, notice every theme is about how we fight with each other instead of working together. And the only way to work together is through the UN, which, again, the globalists control. That's how they control both sides of the debate. There are literally scores of TV shows and movies out about how humans are all about to be killed and the end of the world. They're just getting us ready for the controlled bioweapons release that the eugenicists are preparing for. And notice they have a vaccine coming out as well, so you can take that and be saved from the Ebola. The whole thing's very suspicious. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's it's almost word for word about what's going on there and what happened on that show. You know, they had a doctor from the CDC on the boat trying to create a vaccine.
Well, I don't think they're going to release a super pandemic right away that wipes everybody out. But with all the GMO testing and cross-species manipulation going on and viral research, basically at a nanotech level, it's very easy for a mistake to happen that wipes everybody out. And the globalists know that. That's why they're building human seed banks, biological seed banks, plant seed banks, ARCs, as they call them. It's why elites are building underground facilities, private and public, you know, for themselves everywhere at a very, very quick pace because they believe the world's carrying capacity has been reached and it's going to collapse. So they want to go ahead and hasten that collapse and have a controlled demolition rather than a uncontrolled demolition that may end up destroying the planet. That's their argument behind everything they're doing. Let's go to Trey in Louisiana. Thanks, Seth. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about, like, youth in America, I guess. I know a bunch of my friends. I'm 21 now. I've been listening since I was about 16. And there's a bunch of people who are awake now because of your show. And, I mean, what would you recommend, like, we do to try to wake up other young people in America? Because it's either, like, they're awake or they're just so far already gone that it's not even worth trying. So I just...
I'm going to tell a story when we come back, a allegory of that, of good versus evil, that was so epic last night. And I'm going to try to answer your question on the other side. Then we'll go to our reporters who are on the border in El Paso, where Homeland Security says a terror threat is imminent, they believe will happen. Those are quotes. by September 11th, by or on September 11th. I don't know if that's true. We're down there investigating it. Thank you, Trey. I'm going to stay there, too. After I go through this, I'm going to go back to you and to our reporters.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem,
us. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The revolution is there, my dear. You better stop to fall. It is the world that we have to live with all the hate that's going in
their heart. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
We're back live. I am going to try to answer that caller's question in about 10, 15 minutes when Joe Biggs leaves us and continue with calls right through the entire next hour with a ton of breaking news as well. This just broke at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Instead of monitoring ISIS, Obama spied on Americans. Former Pentagon official reveals president has been given granular intelligence on the rise of terror group for over a year, meaning almost none, reports Judge Andrew Napolitano. You also have former top general McKerney coming out saying, quote, we helped build ISIS. ISIS is al-Qaeda under a new name because our government and others were embarrassed over openly arming them to attack Syria. Our own military said no last year. This time last year, it was epic. Thousands of tweets with photos of officers holding signs over their faces saying, I will not fight in Syria for al-Qaeda. General Dempsey went and said, no, we're not going to be part of it. It was a real moment of America finding its soul again, finding the moral capacity to say no. We voted down carbon taxes. We voted down having open borders. We voted down more gun control. Now Obama just does it by executive orders. So the good news is people are waking up. Humanity understands we're in a crisis. Congress has a 7% approval rating, but the establishment doesn't care and is moving forward. So it's the immovable object running into the unstoppable force. It's an epic time to be alive right now. That's why all you-know-what is breaking loose around the world. It's not just here. This is a key time to be alive. Now, the heat out there is really raising havoc on our equipment with our live Skype feed. Our equipment's been overheating, so I'm going to go to them. It may cut out any minute. They've been posting HD reports every few hours to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Joe Biggs, staff reporter, along with our top graphics guy and cameraman, Josh Owens, out there on the border in El Paso, where DHS last week said imminent terror attack on or before September 11th, they believe, against Joint Task Force 6 at Fort Bliss. Biggs has a lot of Army connections there. He was a staff sergeant that got out about a year and a half ago from the Army. So he has a lot of connections down there and at Biggs Field named after his grandfather or great-grandfather. So, Joe, you're down there. You've got the intel. You've got a lot of breaking information for us. Is this a real threat, or are they getting ready to false flag, or is it just hype, or is it people leaking memos who want to draw attention to the fact that our border's wide open? We know thousands of other than Mexicans or other than Latin Americans, as they're called, are coming across just there in Texas every month, according to the Border Patrol's own internal documents. So what's the real intel, Joe Biggs?
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com in El Paso, Texas. And like you said earlier, Alex, this is an epic time in history that we live in. All the stuff that's going on right now, it's just mind-blowing. You know, the things with Russia and Ukraine, our southern borders are wide open. This imminent threat by the ISIS terror group in Juarez just behind me. You know, this is crazy. We funded them. These guys, they used to be ISIS, then they became Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and then they've gone back to ISIS now that Osama bin Laden is dead. You know, these guys are brutal people. They chop people's heads off, they crucify them, kill people in mass numbers. You know, the fact that the commanding general of Fort Bliss was sat down and briefed about a possible ISIS threat, that says a lot. You know, my friend is his driver, and here's a lot of the things that goes on, and they take it as a credible threat. I spoke to some of the locals here. They think it's a credible threat as well. A lot of them said that they won't even be anywhere around this area come September 11th. You know, and now we have these 11 missing planes out of the Libya airport that's been overrun. You know, crazy. We're almost, you know, approaching our 13th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. We have all this stuff going on. You know, Al-Qaeda put an online magazine that states they want to hit the Air Force Academy. They want to hit a military academy in Georgia. They want to hit Las Vegas. And once again, New York is another target as well, Times Squares. So these are very trying times.
And they now have 12 passenger jets in working order and have been photographed celebrating with them, basically saying they're going to kill us with them.
I mean, either way, even if it is a false flag or if it's real, this is something they're going to use to take our liberties away. Plain and simple. We saw how easy martial law can be in place in Ferguson. Everybody saw our live streams, our U streams, our videos that were put up for 2 weeks straight. It was so easy overnight for that to happen. You know, everything that's happening in the world right now is a step forward. We're moving inch by inch closer and closer to this complete and total domination. They're going to strip us of everything that we have. And it's scary to be in this time, but it's also a historic time in our lives.
Well, without giving up too much about sources there at the base, and of course, they're not telling you anything they're not supposed to tell you, but you talked to your friend, he said, no, we take it very serious. The Joint Chiefs had a planned meeting September 11th in New York. They canceled it 2 days before, back in 2001. Mayor Willie Brown told Condoleezza Rice not to be in New York that day, San Francisco Chronicle. Anybody can look this up, so bare minimum. When you get told by one of your sources that, no, they don't plan to be on the base on September 11th, and you're also telling me they've sealed the base down to two entrances, is a huge base, and that all this is going on, they're taking it serious.
Yes, you know, and it's with the Pentagon as well, you know, how they had moved a lot of people away from that area as well where it was struck. So that's kind of a telltale as well. You know, like you said, the two main bases, they have the Sergeant Major Gate, which is at Biggs Field, and they have the Biggs Entrance. Those are two main entrances where there's a lot of high-ranking people, and they close those down. They left some of the other little smaller ones open where they go into worried about it. But right behind me, if you remember, there's a spot down here where we filmed where the gate was left wide open. I think the Border Patrol has begun to watch our video. They now have, there was two vehicles earlier. They have one vehicle posted up right now. But last night I was given some information by a lady who's lived her entire life. She's about 35 years old, and right down on this main strip of I-10, there's a huge part of the fence that's completely knocked over. So I'm going to go over there and check that out. But, you know, I've talked to some people, and people are like, oh, it's crazy. You know, El Paso is very guarded. It's the second safest city in the U.S. There's no way that ISIS could possibly get through. Well, the thing is, though, is if we created ISIS and we run ISIS, we're going to give them the tools they need to succeed. They're a big propaganda weapon.
What's to stop them from driving a dump truck full of explosives right up there to the base?
Exactly. And people were like, no, there's no way. There's no gaps in our border. Well, I'm going to take Josh here in a minute to a lot of spots. I know this town very well. Well, just right over here, there's no fence whatsoever. It's the river, and there's an American flag and a Mexican flag right there. And you can walk. There's no fence whatsoever. Just on the other side of the dirt line, there's a store. Last time I was here, there was a guy sitting outside with a sombrero on, just hanging out. That's U.S. You can drive across that. The road leads.
You ought to do what Project Veritas did. Go to a costume shop, dress up in a jihadi outfit, and just wade across it. It's like 2 feet deep. Man wades across as Bin Laden in ISIS attack zone. I mean, just to illustrate to people that, okay, if it's a real threat or a fake threat, regardless, stop groping us when we fly. Stop the highway checkpoints looking randomly for Al-Qaeda. It's ridiculous. Stop hardening shopping malls and police departments when you won't even control the border. It's like, leave the gate open, but then have the guards pointing swords at people that live inside the city. It makes absolutely no sense. We have HD video of it. We played at the start of the broadcast today. But, Joe, tell folks about flying out from Austin yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to throw up. I hate going through that process. But the funniest part, all right, so I'm walking up to the TSA checkpoint area, and I look at the gentleman there, and I said, hey, I would like to opt out and go through the pat-down process. And the lady walks over from the machine. She goes, oh, sir. Don't worry about it. There's no radiation. Look at the sign. It says no radiation. Just come on through. It's better. Come on. Just come on through. And I said, no, I'm not going through that. She goes, look at the sign. It says there's no radiation, though. And I said, well, how do I know? That's the same machine I saw here the other week when I flew out. The only thing that's different is now you have a sign that says there's no radiation. That doesn't make me feel any better.
But what about saving the naked image? And by the way, there is radiation.
Yeah, you know, they've lied. And then I went through, and the guy's sitting there, and I said, well, what does this do? You patting me down and harassing me as an American citizen, what does this do to secure our borders? And he was like, and stuttered, didn't really know what to say. And then I said, well, what is there truth to the fact that you guys are letting, these undocumented illegals fly for ID? And he said, no, that doesn't happen at all. But we know it does. We've seen the reports.
We have the video. It's admitted. We have their own internal documents ordering them to do it.
Yeah, and the guy was just bold-faced lying. Everybody in that entire TSA organization, they're a bunch of psyop liars. I mean, they've sat down. They've been briefed for hours and hours. They know how to run their little game and, spew forth their propaganda just to make the unawake person just ready to jump through that little machine and, just get radiation and get cancer and die. They want us all to die off. So the fact that we are evil, meanwhile, we harass hard-working American citizens who pay into the system and then aren't getting health care they deserve, and vets are dying, what has this country gone to? Well, I mean, what are these people doing?
Well, sure. First, they said a few months ago that, it's only in Arizona that there's secret lists where we deny health care to people and let them die, veterans of the VA. Then, of course, it was at every major VA. And then it was, it was a mistake we didn't know. And then the New York Times comes out and goes, no, there are death panels. We can't take care of everybody. This idea that they're going to decide who to give care to, that's why you don't want socialist care. Because it always becomes a rationing, folks. It doesn't work.
If someone from Juarez right now comes in our country with a weapon in their truck, you know what's going to happen? Oh, hey, excuse me, sir, can you come over here? There's a hospital over here. You look like you're parked. We'll get you some water, give you an IV. And if you want, sign up for some education. Meanwhile, our Marine goes across into Mexico and makes the wrong turn. He's been held in jail for 5 months, and our government's doing nothing about it.
Well, why are they being so racist and mean in Mexico? I mean, why don't they, let him go?
They want us to take all their garbage, but they can't, do anything to help us out with this guy. This guy's been stuck over there, Sergeant Morrissey, for 5 months now.
I know, it's because the American people are a joke.
Yes, but
that's
one less threat for them to worry about. That's one less threat. That's why returning vets and veterans are enemies of the state now. That's one less that they've got to worry about. That's one less trained Marine that they know can stand up and fight that tyranny. That's why they let the veterans die, because they know they don't have the ability to fight back when they start getting sick and they aren't being seen. This is all a planned, orchestrated attack on us by the Obama administration and the elites that run this entire world. This is crazy.
Joe, how many times have you been to the Austin VA in the 6 months you've been here? How many times?
Five times, and I haven't had one actual appointment where they do anything for me. All I do is I sit down, I see a new doctor, and I have to retell my story about what's going on, show them my medical documents, and then they're like, all right, we're going to schedule for another appointment. Well, then that gets scratched. They cancel it, and then I'm back.
This Scott's breaking up because of the heat out there. But he coughs up blood at night. He has to have black sheets because of the blood everywhere. And he's got his knees out. He's got shrapnel in his foot. And he can't get medical care, so he has to go and get private insurance and take care of it that way. And we do have him back. So you're saying five times you've gone, and then each time they just send you into another appointment.
Yeah, they send me to another appointment. I have to explain my whole situation over again. You know, I've done so many MRIs, and every time they come back, Alex, and they go, hey, you know, you have a complete severed ACL in your right knee. That's bad. How long has this been? I said, since 2006. They're like, wow, that's crazy. They haven't tried to do surgery yet? I'm like, well, I've been trying since 2006. And you're like the 50th doctor since 2006, you know, from the Dorn VA, the Army, wherever I've been, where they just completely keep dragging me around, jerking me around, and not getting to the issue at hand.
Well, you're undoubtedly on their no treatment list.
Oh, obviously, because every time I try to go in, they just want to give me more drugs. Well, why don't you take these pills real quick? That'll help you. I was like, well, there's not a pill in the world that's going to help rebuild my ACL that's been completely severed.
Unbelievable.
Stop shoving drugs down my throat. Stop trying to make me go insane. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being treated like a guinea pig, like some lab rat.
Well, all these people that claim I hear you. All these people that claim they support our troops, they better actually start supporting them and getting them real health care. Joe Biggs, you're going to follow some more reports. Great job. Get out there and get it covered. Call's coming up.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural functions of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Bob, Robert, Nate, Judy. We're going to go back to Trey here in a moment. Open phones coming up in the third hour. Also, we found an amazing video that hasn't even gone viral yet of police wanting to go door-to-door without warrants looking for a felon and a man basically constitutionally standing up against it. It's very informative. I'm going to play that at the bottom of the hour and post it to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com here in the next 10 minutes. We'll also tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. The super high quality, non-GMO, very inexpensive, with a proprietary packaging system that makes them very portable. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials or 866-229-0927. In my view, everybody needs storable foods. This is the place to get it. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We also carry their full line of food at InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, MyPatriotSupply.com. Now, the caller, it was so epic last night. I hadn't been to Barton Springs but a few times this summer, so I thought I'd go to Barton Springs last night, this big, giant spring-fed pool on the side of the Colorado River. There was almost nobody there. There were all these bats flying around right at sunset over the water, huge, big pink clouds. And over the little dam spillway, there was just a bunch of people that sounded like demons, yelling and screaming and laughing and starting fights, yelling at people over the fence who paid $3 to get into Barton Springs proper. And they sounded and looked like Charlie Manson's. But they were beyond schizophrenics. It looked like they were a group of men, some of them middle-aged, one of them older, just basically saying that they would kill people. Ha, look at you, old man. They'd see people walk around in their swimsuits and make fun of them, trying to get a rise. And finally, as they were threatening people, the police were called. And I thought about every time I'm at Barton Springs, the police are over there writing tickets for people's dogs off a leash in the area that's where the spillway of the springs come out, where you don't have to pay. And a lot of nice folks are over there. But there's also a lot of trashy people. And at an instinctive level, for about 30 minutes while the sun's setting, I just heard the voices and the meanness and them taunting people until they were told the police had been called, and they all laughed and left. But it was weird. I was there with some of my friends, and they said, look, just look at the sun setting and the moon coming up. Look at that. That's good. That's God's creation. That's heaven. This way is hell. You can see towards the Colorado, the city, the evil city, and the night, and these people yelling and screaming and saying horrible things as the beautiful moon came up and the sun set, and it was just an archetype of which way do you want to go. And without people even saying, on both sides of Barton Springs, everyone just turned their backs on these people and looked at the sunset and the moonrise. And I walked up about 200 yards, and probably 60% of the people I saw there, when I say it wasn't busy, there were probably 100 people there instead of 1,000, like there are at peak times or more. They were all, hey, Alex, appreciate what you're doing, appreciate what your work. You know, just turn your back on them, just don't look at them. And it was like a spiritual moment as everyone turned their backs on these people as they yelled for 25 minutes. And they were back in the distance, and they screamed even louder with their hands on the chain link fence like literal demons. Going, look at you, old man. You're going to die, old man. Look at your Speedos and your little such and such. I'd like to kill you. Yeah, come over here and do something, old man. Come over here. And as a man, I wanted to climb over there and literally, you know, Conan the Barbarian, at an instinctive level, tribally, 5,000 years ago, we'd have got together as men and gone over there and dealt with them. But see, now we're domesticated, so we call the police to come do it. But see, they were literally like bad guys out of the Road Warrior. That's what these guys were like, just truly evil. But we all turned our backs on.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.